Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. International digital security leader Gemalto has finalized its acquisition of 3M's identity management business. The business is being integrated into Gemalto's government programs, enabling the company to provide biometric solutions in both government and commercial markets. The transaction cost $850 million U.S. dollars. Neville Pattinson is Gemalto's Senior Vice President for Government Sales in North America. He explains the new unit's three core divisions: document readers, secure materials, and, first and foremost, biometric solutions.
So anything dealing with facial, fingerprint, iris, image recognition in terms of matching one-to-one or one-to-many, those biometric technologies. They have some very impressive references in terms of Customs and Border Protection, part of Homeland Security. They have provided the technology to the U.S. Visit system, which is one of the biggest biometric databases now in the world, with over 200 million fingerprint and facial records in there from all of the non-U.S. Citizens coming to the United States. Second division they have is dealing with document readers. Having your passport scanned at a kiosk or at a CBP manned kiosk when you come into the country, that little scanner that they place the passport on that reads the passport optically and then reads the chip that's now contained in the passport. So it gets the electronic data to match the data to the printed page are provided by the identity management group. So we now have a range of document readers for anything from a passport to a double-sided driver's license. Those kind of things can be integrated into kiosks or put on desktops, that kind of thing. Third division that we acquired is entitled Secure Materials, and that has a range of materials used in identity documents. Anything from laminates that go inside the construction of an ID card or a passport, all the way to security features and what we call overt and covert technologies that go on documents to try and make the counterfeiter's life much harder. So that secure materials range is a particular specialist group of materials related to identity documents.
The biometrics were previously provided by 3M Cogent, so the enhanced government programs will be known as Gemalto Cogent for the time being. There's no overlap in the transition that brings the Cogent and 3M divisions into the government business unit, since Gemalto didn't have any biometric solutions or document readers.
It really complements what we've been missing in terms of internal capability. We've obviously gone externally in the past to find biometric capabilities that we can bring in, but we now have the ability to manage everything we need from biometric solutions for government programs. So integrating facial recognition, fingerprint technologies, we use this extensively around the world in national identity systems for governments, voting systems, border control systems. We will then apply all of that capability out to our government clients. And we will also then be able to promote these technologies, because biometrics, I think, is becoming a very important technology in terms of beyond government. Certainly we're seeing it a lot in mobile. There's a lot of interest in having biometric technologies integrated into apps and for registration of people. The document technology, we already clearly have that, but we can add some new materials to make documents even more secure. We can then, as we say, promote those technologies of how we verify those documents out to the other business units for onboarding customers, or from a rental car company or a telecom company that's somebody's approaching a citizen, a consumer wants to rent a car or open up a bank account or take on a mobile phone account. They can now use our technologies of the document verification that we've had in the past internally, but now we can combine that with biometrics and not just prove the document's good, but also that the right person is using the document.
This acquisition process began last November when Gemalto was invited to look at the 3M division for possible purchase. Pattinson has been part of Gemalto's government business unit for two decades, working on document solutions.
We do the U.S. passport, and we do a lot of identity documents for the federal government, such as the PIV cards and CAT cards, that kind of thing. And what I've always been missing is the biometric solution, in terms of how do we really bring biometrics and smart cards together. So we've been looking at various vendors to integrate this stuff. Now, with this acquisition, we have the ability to go after some very strategic positionings coming up with regards to the U.S. exit policy, which is requiring CBP to ascertain that foreign nationals have actually left the country biometrically, not just that there was a record on a flight or a ship or at a land border. They're now tasked to prove that these individuals have actually physically left us. Up to date, there is no presence of Customs and Border Protection when you leave the country in the United States, only when you arrive. So we've had to work with CBP, and we're discussing and understanding their strategy now, which is to use facial recognition for exit without adding too many layers and more complexity. And they're embarking on a mission to equip airports, seaports, and land crossings with facial recognition technology to make sure they know who's leaving. And we can combine that with, obviously, document technology to prove it's the right document. So looking at addressing, I think, very comprehensively now, a new mission for Homeland Security, CBP, in terms of U.S. exit, and also in their recently announced re-engineering of U.S. entry, where foreign nationals are coming in.
This means Gemalto can potentially provide a one-stop shop for all these technologies that the U.S. government will need in order to re-engineer the entry process, as well as enable the new U.S. exit strategy. Pattinson says the 3M acquisition can present many opportunities in enterprise markets.
I think we're going to see a lot more use of document and facial recognition in the commercial environment to really know who's now come into the store and wants to do something with you, rather than the fraught and very poor and weak knowledge-based authentication.
Finally, Pattinson thinks the 3M addition to Gemalto's government portfolio is going to revolutionize travel.
With an app at home, you can book a ticket on a flight, you know, return trip, whatever, and then they can say, okay, scan your document, take a picture of yourself, send it all over to our servers, and we now know it's you. We know it's your document. And when you come to the airport, you know, do you really need a boarding pass anymore? Is your face now going to be a boarding pass? You know, TSA may still want to see a driver's license. But, you know, we're working on that. They're catching up. But I think we're going to start to see the travel industry really start to look at the premium travelers and how they can offer them expedited services through the use of facial recognition for the transition through the airport, the boarding process, the entry into the lounges, those kind of things. So the biometric technology is going to revolutionize the travel industry once it's founded on that trust of this is the right document and this is the right person for that document. Now we know who we're dealing with, and that relationship can continue not just for one trip, but over multiple trips and over years, depending on that relationship you have with that airline. So I think we're about to see a very exciting revolution in terms of travel technology and treating people in a different manner rather than, you know, having to queue and show a boarding pass. You know, it's really going to make, I think, the travel experience a lot more efficient and pleasurable.
Gemalto leaders call the 3M acquisition a strategic move that will enable the company to more quickly deploy trusted national identities and offer strong end-to-end biometric authentication solutions. Thank you to Neville Pattinson, Senior Vice President for Government Sales at Gemalto. And thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.